Jenny, I'm 14 years old. Today is November 25th, 2018. I'm speaking with my grandma, and we're in McKinney, Texas. Okay. Were you named after a family member, or does your name have a special meaning?
No, my name doesn't have any special meaning. As a matter of fact, when I was little, my name was Monica until I was like 3 years old. Then my name was Katie. It was Catherine, they called me Katie until I was kind of, I believe, 6 or 7, and I don't know how, but my mother decided that Martha was better, and here I am. My name is Martha.
So you changed your name a lot?
3 times my mother changed my name.
Okay. So where were you born?
I was born in Barranquilla, Colombia, in South America.
How does your family spend time together when you were young?
We were always together. That's something that I always remember. We were a very close family. It's a huge family, and we were always getting together, always cooking out and doing stuff, always together. Lots of cousins and aunts and uncles, and everybody was always at home.
Okay, what was your favorite subject or teacher in school?
I still remember my 8th grade history teacher. Her name was, I still remember her name was Nancy, and I loved history that year.
What is the most important lesson that your parents taught you?
To be honest, I guess because of them, they always taught me to be honest, to tell the truth, and till today I still do that.
Did you ever get in trouble as a child or teenager?
No, I was a good child, a good teenager, always following directions. I was a kind of good girl of the time.
What was your first job?
I was always a teacher. Finished high school, started working as a teacher, and went to college, finished my degree in education, and I've been a teacher since then. I've been a teacher for more than 40 years, I guess.
Where have you lived, and tell me about your first house?
I have lived in Colombia in 3 different cities, and here in the United States, Miami, Los Angeles, in Arkansas, here in Texas. But my first house, I bought it in Colombia, because I always thought I would come back. And now I have a house here.
Do you have any favorite family vacation memories?
Yes, my favorite family vacation are very, very young with my father. He always had the craziest ideas to go on vacation to the ugly places. We were complaining all the time, mosquitoes and awful. But that's why the memories, and I still remember all that.
Where have you traveled?
Basically, I can tell you that I have traveled a lot. I worked for Carnival Cruise Lines for 12 years, so I was traveling all around the islands in the Caribbean, so I know all the islands in the Caribbean. Vacations in Europe, I went to Egypt, been in Italy, Paris, in Colombia, many cities in South America. And here in the United States, I have crossed out 12 states that I visit. Yeah, I still have a lot to do.
How do you handle stress?
Meditation, I guess. I think a lot, breathing, and taking it easy.
How did you find out you wanted to be a teacher?
Since I was very little, that was my mother. She always said that as a teacher, you will always have a job. And she was true. I mean, she was right. As a teacher, you always have a job.
What makes you happy?
Little things made me really happy. Reading a good book, talking to my kids, playing with the kids, listening to my students. They come out with the crazy stories, and it's always fun to listen to them.
Have you owned any pets?
I love animals, but not in my house, so no, I don't have pets.
What is your favorite thing about being a mom?
Everything. I love being a mother. I have my two kids, and I have now my grandkids, and I love them, and it's like being a mom again.
Okay. Wait, how do you... There. Are you finished recording?